Okay, we left off last time in explaining why Achav's Taina, that how come Yeshua's Klala was the Skayim, or maybe his conclusion that it wasn't Yeshua's Klala, and the Ravina Shalom's Klala was not in its Skayim. So, the Aristvash, Rabbeinu and Eibshitz, in Chelek Beis, Drush Zion, Chelek Beis, Drush Zion, of Yaristvash, long Drush, very long, actually. What? It's actually towards the end. What? So he also asked the Kasha. He says that it's a very strong question. That's number one. The second question he asked is that we find that Elio asked the Rabbeinu Shalom to give him the Mafteach of Geshem. So he wants to know why was that necessary. Let him just make a gzeira. Let him just say it's not going to happen. Why does he need the key? When tzaddikim make a gzeira, they say something's going to happen, Hashem listens to them. Now we'll see also that the famine here, the lack of rain, the drought, was for 3 years. He wants to know why exactly 3 years. So he says as follows. He says it's well known that although the goyim know how to do things with kishuf and echavim and sarim and all different types of inyanim ruchniyim of bringing down, as we've spoken about, different types of shefa to the world, or take away different shefa from the world, however, one thing they don't have a kayachim, and that is rain. It's very clear from the Nevi'im. You had in Yirmiyah, Paras Dalet, Hayesh, Behavle, Goyim, Magshimin. And there you see that the Goyim don't have a kayach not to hold back, withhold rain, and not to bring rain. Goyim, anyone, Kishuf, any Sarim, Mazalot, there's no kayach for them to do it. That's why the Navi said, Yesh Bahavli Goyim Makshimim, are there any Makshimim, anyone who is in charge of rain? They don't have that. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael not to go serve Avodah Zarah, lest one of Klal Yisrael, people who want to serve Avodah Zarah, say, well, what's the big deal? We'll serve Avodah Zarah, and then we'll go make some Kishuf, or we'll serve another Avodah Zarah, and it'll bring down rain, we don't have a problem. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "V'atar Hashemayim v'lo yiyamatar." No, there's no way for you to get around that. So therefore, it's something to be very scared of. Because it's nothing that you could say, "Well, we'll do it, and then we'll figure out a way how to fix it." However, Achav, says the Yaritvash, his Lashon is Bidav Kai Bebal, he was so attached to the Avodah Zarah Baal, Lo Yivdil Ben Kaidish L'Chol. He was not Mavdil between Kaidish and Chol. And he thought, just like Avodah Zarah doesn't have any Kayach over Geshem, because he held that is the tab of the Bria. It's an automatic thing. No one's able to control that. So too Hashem also doesn't have control over the Geshem. That's what it means. It was like Hiddo ben Kaidish Lachal. He knew Avodah Zarah has no kayach over rain, but he figured if Avodah Zarah has, Hashem also doesn't have. And that's what he meant to say, that Yeshua's Klala worked. Because Yeshua's Klala, that's something that could happen. Hashem will bring it about. He'll listen to Yeshua and kill out the people who build up Yerichai. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Klala of Atzer Es Hashemayim, even Hashem can't do that. So therefore, Elio, to Lahaitzi Minus Vapi Kursus Mitaych Libai, that he shouldn't think this way, that the Ribbono Shel Olam has the same restrictions as Avodah Zarah. Therefore he made a Shavu Eliyahu, there's not going to be any Talu Matar, and Itaka was like that. And from here, Achav should see that the Ribbono Shel Olam is able to do it. Only Avodah Zarah can't do it, Ribbono Shel Olam could. Yeah?
Achav never saw rain in the
lake. He saw rain, what do you mean?
No, Hashem can't bring rain.
Hashem, he thought it's natural. It's a natural thing. It's not Hashem taking it away and giving it. Hashem could do everything. If a Navi's geyser, Hashem could do anything. But this is the Bria. Hashem is no chayav. Just like all the Avodah Zarah, they could withhold sun, and they could withhold this, or they could give this. But rain is something that's not touchable, something you have no chayav to. Yeah?
So, since the olden days, they had a clock of Kishuv, were there things that Avodah Zarah could have control over if they, like,
Right.
So whatever, no matter what, that was there, couldn't do rain.
Rain it couldn't do. So now, why did he need Dafka the Mafteah? What's wrong? Make a Shavuah and show Hashem. So he says like this. He says that the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim says that Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, I'm going to be sending a malach to accompany you. And you have to be careful about that malach. If you do something wrong, he's not going to have rachmanis on you. He's not going to carry your avera. There's no room to negotiate with the malach. You've got to be extra careful with him. So what's the big deal? So what? So the malach. So we'll go straight to Hashem. The malach's not happy with us. We'll go to Hashem and do tshuva. What's Hashem saying? I'm sending a malach and you have to be careful. The answer is that kol zman is a gzeira biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is very quick to be Michael, to be Marich. You can negotiate, so to speak, with the Rachmanis and the Chaninis of Hashem. But the minute the gzeira is given over to a shliach, so then even the Rabban Shalom, he says, it's out of my hands. I'm not memar to have Rachmanis the same way. Once the shliach was given over the gzeira as rishus to go do it, it's much harder. And that's why the Zohar says the day of Hashana Rabbah is the day that it's given over to the shliach, the gzeira. That's the piska is given over to the shliach. You give it over to him, there's still time, even after it's sealed. Before Hashem gives it to the shliach, there's time to do tshuva. Hashem could have rachmanis. His lashon is adayin mo'ilim bekal tzvila. Little, it's very easy through tzvila. But b'shmini atzeres, that once it was given over to the shliach, then it's much harder. So that's why Hashem was saying, "I'm giving it over to a shliach." Said the Rabban Shalom in Parshas Mishpatim. But who are you, Salafishachem? And he's not so easy to deal with. And you can't say, "Oh, it's a big deal. We'll just go over his head to the Rabban Shalom." The Rabban Shalom set it up this way: when he gives it over to a shliach, it's very hard. It's very hard to get the gzeira back. Now, as we know, everything in the world was given over to a shliach, except for a couple of things, and one of them is rain. So therefore, when Yeshua gave a klala, so once the people were over on the kerem of going and building Yericho, Hashem sent it out with the shliach, and it happened. However, Moshe Rabbeinu's klala of Atziris Geshamim, that always remains by the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't give that over to a shliach. Hashem is a chanun v'rachum. He takes his time. Maybe people do tshuva. It doesn't happen so quickly. So now, if the mafteach would have remained in Hashem's hands, so what's going to happen? It's going to be a little bit of a drought. People are going to start crying to their Ribbono Shel Olam, and what's going to happen? If we have rachmanis, it's going to rain, and it's not going to be able to prove the point. The point was trying to prove that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge, and you can't, and it doesn't happen by itself. Well, if I'm going to be geyser, there's going to be, if Eliyahu is going to make a gzeira, that there's going to be no rain until I say, and then people are going to start doing tshuva, so Ribbono Shel Olam is going to say, okay, I'm going to give rain. And therefore you're going to lose the whole thing. So therefore Eliyahu needed the mafteach, so to speak, because once Hashem gives over the mafteach, he doesn't keep it in his own hands. And once Elio, he's like the shliach, he's in charge. Once it's given over to the shliach, it's a much harder thing to take care of. Yeah?
Hashem doesn't have misplaced rach on him.
What?
Hashem doesn't have misplaced rach on him.
I understand. But maybe he would have felt that it's worth it still to the Rachmanis over the Kiddush Hashem that would happen. Right? Elio is making a very big, you know, decision here. That it's worth it to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim by making a drought and being Mitzar people, right? Something that Hashem keeps in his hands, right? Hashem obviously likes to be Marachaf on this thing, so he's making this judgment, right? Obviously, but it, I guess he felt the possibility was that if it's going to remain by the Rabbi Hashem, what is he going to say? Max Taisi, right? I don't know. If it would remain there. It's hard to figure out this judgment. This is what he says. So therefore he needed the Mafteach, because once by Hashem, Hashem is a Rachum B'chanan. So that's why he needed the Mafteach. So number one, we have the answer to Achav's question. The answer to Achav's question is that the Rabban Shalom is a Chanan V'Rachum. Yeshua's thing happens immediately. It's different than Hashem. The Gshamim remain in the hands of the Rabban Shalom. Why he needs the Mafteach? Because if not, we'll defeat the purpose. But here comes the bottom line here. This is the why Dafka 3 years? Why Dafka 3 years? So he says as follows. He says, you have to think for a moment. There was no rain in Klal Yisrael at all. There were tzaddikim amongst Klal Yisrael. Why are they the ones that, and this could be one of the reasons we said before, maybe why Hashem didn't bring the call of Moshe Rabbeinu, because even though there are devices there, but there's tzaddikim too. Why do they lose out? But Elio, what's his cheshvin? There's a shafa, there's a vajya, there's tzaddikim. You have Yehuda and Binyamin, we're not Oedav Adizar, the Malchi Yisrael, where Malchi Yehuda were, and what are they? There's going to be no rain in all of Eretz Yisrael for 3 years. What's going on? What are they supposed to do? Ha'af Yisbet Tzadik HaRasha, says Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz. Is it the Rabban Shalom just takes everyone together? And why don't we find that the Yidden come with Tain and Taliyo? The Goyim, we find Achav sent all the Goyim to Eliyahu. You're thirsty? Go to Eliyahu. It's his fault. We don't find the Yidden. They should, especially the Tzaddikim, they for sure should have a Taina. Why did Shafat send Eliyahu and say, we're dying of thirst here? So he makes a long cheshbon here, Rebbeinu Saibishitz, and he says that if you figure out the cheshbon of the years, so it ends up that this was a Shemitah year. Or actually, the next year was a Shemitah year. This was the sixth year. Now it says by a Shemitah year, v'asa sa'aretz l'shloish hashanim, that the land is a bracha, if you keep Shemitah, that the sixth year is going to make enough produce for the sixth year, for the seventh year, and for the eighth year also, because still you're able to harvest the eighth year. So you get 3 years worth of produce. So he says, if Klal Yisrael would have been Shomer Shemitah Keroi, if they are Shomer Shemitah Keroi, so they get this bracha and this haftach in the Torah. If that's true, they could really care less if it doesn't rain. They have everything that they need. The land's going to produce, and they have for 3 years sitting in the storehouse is not a problem. So he says, Yehuda and Binyamin were tzaddikim, they kept Shemitah. So they didn't have a problem if it doesn't rain, because they have enough food for 3 years. Achav and everyone else, they were Azav as Hashem, they didn't keep Shemitah. They don't get the bracha. They get the klala of if there's no rain, there's nothing to eat. So therefore he says, it turns out that the klala was not for the tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael. The klala was only for those people who were Rishayim, who didn't keep Shemitah. Everyone else, they had plenty of food for 3 years. So that's why we don't find Yashafat having a problem, we don't have the Tzaddikim having a problem. Once 3 years is up, so what happens then? Now even the Tzaddikim are going to have a problem. That's it, time's up, the drought's over. It was exactly for the amount of time that there was not going to be a problem for the Tzaddikim. So therefore, that's how the Aris Devash says, why was Dafka 3 years? Because those were the 3 years that everyone had produced from Shemitah, those who kept Shemitah. Those who were not roy for the klala didn't get the klala, didn't affect them in the least bit. Those who were roy for klala, they got it. Once the 3 years are up, now other people, tzaddikim, are going to be affected. So then that is why it ended at 3 years, yeah?
Started on 15.
Exactly which year it started on? Let me see if it's... He says, the year Eliyahu made the Rav was in the year 4034, Libri Asylum. So if you make a Cheshbon, Shemitah years, so Shnas and was Erev Shemitah? Yeah, so the year he made it was... Because when he made it, what were you asking?
When is the bracha that you get 3 years in the
6th
year?
In the 6th year, yeah.
So if there's no rain, then how did they get 3 years?
What?
They had like a big day, and there was no rain, they got
3 years. Maybe it already rained in the beginning of the year, and the produce was already growing, and then the rain stopped, so then they had the produce for that year. I think so. I'm trying to figure out his cheshbon on the spot, but I'm not sure. That's how he figures it out. That's what he says. Yeah? No, because the people are Rishayim will do tshuva. So they can don't need to do tshuva. The Rishayim need to do tshuva.
Right.
So they'll do tshuva. Shem Ravachmanas will bring rain.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. So that is the Aris Vash explaining over here also why Achav's Taina is not a Taina, and explaining some other things too. Now, so Parak Yizayin, Vayomer Eliyahu Atishbi, Mitaisha Vigila, Elachav, Malachim Aleph, Parak Yizayin, Chai Hashem Aleikei Yisrael Asher Amati Lefonav, I think we read the Pasuk, Imi Hashan Meila Tal Umasir Kim Lepi Devari. Now we're going to get to everything in a moment in this Pasuk. There's a couple things to talk about here. But one of them is another very interesting thing here, and that is Ki'im Lefi Devari. He says it's only going to happen when I say. Now there's a little bit of a question, because when actually the rain happens, it wasn't really Eliyahu's choice. Hashem told Eliyahu, go to Achav and we're going to make rain. So it sounds like Eliyahu's in charge over here. Ki'im Lefi Devari. It's not the end of the world. He didn't mean Ki'im Lefi Devari, actually I'm the only one. He just meant to say that it's not going to be Kedarach HaTeva. It's going to be between me and Hashem. We're going to take care of things. But there's a very interesting Chassam Sefer. And he says like this. I don't know scientifically how this works. Especially the new findings today are coming out that there's too much carbon dioxide in the world, so everyone's going to have to stop breathing every once in a while. Not the carbon dioxide, to regulate how much you breathe. But the Chassam Sefer says that most of rain clouds are created from the waters of the ocean and lakes and things like that. But every person, when they speak, their breath has a moisture to it. There's a hevel. There's a moisture to their breath. And that contributes to the creation of clouds. I mean, it's not just breath. Obviously, it's just carbon dioxide and other things. So, it's not a theory. It's just science hasn't figured out how to do it yet. That is, Cypher says, is a fact. Must be. I'm sure he didn't make it up. I'm sure Chazal say it somewhere. So he says like this. He says that when a person or when people speak Dvarim HaAsurim, that means the hevel that comes out of their mouth is Tameh, is Metumtum. So the clouds that are created from that also have a Tumah in them. And the rain that comes out of that cloud has a Tumah in it. And the produce that grows from that rain has a Tumah in it. And when the people eat that produce, they get more tumah. And it's a vicious cycle. And then when they speak, once they're metamtim as alive, they start speaking, and more and more and more, and it goes on for a very long time. So therefore, he says, it comes a point that people are going to be so just from this natural cycle here, people are going to be such a low madrega. It's going to be a terrible thing. At that point, the Rabbi Nishalayim says, the chesed, he says, I'm making a drought. We're stopping it here. No more rain. No more rain. So people slowly but surely get the message and they start doing a little bit of tshuva. They start doing a little bit of tshuva. Hopefully they'll start talking a little better. They start talking a little better, then the Rabbi Nishalayim could say, okay, we could start again. If your dibur is a little bit better, so now we could bring about the rain. But you were in such a vicious cycle that it was endless. There was no hope anymore. Chassam Sofer says, when it says in Kriya Shema, Vatas HaShemayim, V'leyim Atar, Vavadtem Mehera, that Vavadtem is not a and, it's an or. There are two choices. Either Vatar Es HaShemayim, or Vavadtem Mehera. Either you've come to a point that you have to be destroyed, but Hashem B'chesed said there's another way out. If there's a Vatar Es HaShemayim, so then you'll come to Tshuva, and then we can start the cycle over in a good way. But if we're going to continue the cycle the way it is, it's endless, there's no hope anymore, Vavata Meheri, you're holding it at a level of destruction.
Is this nowadays also?
Sure.
So like I don't know.
I don't know exactly how it works. So therefore he says, one second, in the days of Achav, this is where they were holding. They were holding at a point that it was so bad, they were right to be destroyed. Vavata Meheri. Elio did a toiva gedayla to Bnei Yisrael, that he made this drought instead of avadtem. He made va'atzer es hashamayim. So he says that's what it means here. Hashamatim imi hashan me'el talu matar ki im lefi devari. There's only going to be rain if it's with my words or similar to my words. Kedusha, Tvaram Amutarim, Tvaram Kedoshim, Kiyam Lefi Dvari means there's only be rain except if it's made from not Dvaram Asurim, things that I talk about, or from people that talk about things that I talk about. He wasn't specifically saying, I'm the only one, I'm in charge. He would say, it's going to be only when it comes to a point that rain could be created from Dvaram HaKedoshim. And we'll see later that there's a long Sam Sofer, but because what happens is that when the Rabbeinu Shem tells him to go make rain, Eliyahu doesn't really go right away. He goes and does the whole story with the Mizbeach, with the Nevi'e Abal. He takes his time over there. And everyone screamed, Hashem Hu Alekim, Hashem Hu Alekim. And the Pasuk says a small little cloud was created, was seen. And from there it went up, and that's what made the rain. Says the Sam Sofer, from that dibur of Klai Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom had decided it's time that Klai Yisrael could start creating the rain again. From Hashem Hu Alekim, Hashem Hu Alekim, which is a very small thing. They didn't do much. That's why there was only a very small cloud created, but that was enough to start the cycle again. But that's what the Sam Sofer says, Ki im lefi divari. If anyone would ask, it would seem that Hashem at the end told him to do it, and it wasn't on his own accord, Elio. The Chassam says, it doesn't mean, Kim Lefi Dvari, that I'm going to be Mitzaveh. It means words like I say. Dvarim Shebekdusha. That is how the Chassam Sofer explains this. Okay, now. So Eliyahu Tishbi Mitayshave Gila. Why is he called Tishbi? So Rashi says he came from a place called Tayshav. So he's called Tishbi. Mitayshave Gila. He was originally from a place called Tishbi, but he lived in a place called Gila. So that's why it says Tishbi Mitayshave Gila. And the Mefarshim say that why did he live in Gilad, was there a specific reason? So Farshim say back in Shaiftim by the Maisa with Pelagish Begiva, so the Taishve Gilad were the only ones who didn't come to war to fight against Binyamin. They were the only ones, and because they didn't come, so Klaisel decided to wipe out the entire city. So they killed out the entire city of Gilad. Eliyahu didn't want of course, he agreed that they should be killed, but he didn't want that there should be no more city of Gilead anymore. Gilead is one of the cities in Eretz Yisrael. If all the inhabitants are killed, so there's nobody there. So he went and he sat himself down in Gilead, and I guess, I don't know if it happened slowly, but surely people started coming again, so that Gilead at least shouldn't be totally destroyed from Klal Yisrael. The people had to be killed, but that's why he went and he was from the Teshavei Gilead. Now, which Shevet was Elio from? What? So there's a Machlokes. What's the Machlokes?
Well,
if he's Pinchas, so then he's a Levi. There's a big Machlokes in the Chazal. The Radak brings it down here very big. Kitzer. Nechleku Razal Meiz a Shevet Haya. Some say it was a Shevet God. Some say he was from Sheva Binyamin, and some say Pinchas Elio. Kalechad Me'am Seimel Tzvar V'Lapsukim B'Dvar M'Chaikim. The Radak says, all of Chazal, the rayas that they bring, are very shvach rayas. V'anachnu lo yadanu ha'emes. And we don't know the truth. There's even somewhere a medrash that says the Chachamim were arguing about it, and then Elio came. And he says something like, I'm just who I am, what do you have to argue about? Something like that. He didn't really, wasn't very helpful to the answer, but he was there. We had the story that someone met Elio and asked him why in the Beis HaKvaris, right? That would be a raya that he was a Kayan, because all he answered was the Goyim Armentame. Others say, it's not a raya, he was just saying, if you assume I'm a Kayan, it's still not a problem, but I'm who I am. This psukim in the Vayamim, the list of Leo is part of the children of God. That's where the machlokes seems to come from. Now, the Kliyakar I think says mi Taishav e Gilad. Why is he called a Taishav? Is a person a Taishav in this world? The person is a Ger in this world. The person doesn't stay here forever. It's one person you could call a Taishav, assuming Pinchas Elio, right? So he's there, he never died. Elio, Pinchas Leimais. So therefore, if there's anyone we're going to call the Taishav in this world, Elio is the one we're going to call a Taishav. So he tells Achav, Im Yashanim Eile Tal Umata. He said there's not going to be any Tal and there's not going to be any Motor. The problem is that later on when Hashem says it's time to stop this, he says I'm going to bring Gotal Achav, then I'm going to bring Motor. It sort of sounds like that Tal didn't happen. So the Gemara says that the Gemara in the Sefer Tanya says that Tal can never be withheld. It's impossible for the Kiyam Olam, the world cannot exist without Du. What's the Gemara's proof? The Gemara's proof is, because in our Pasuk, Elio promises there's going to be no Tal and no Mutter. And later on you see that Hashem said, I'm going to bring Mutter. It sounds like the Tal half of it didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Says the Gemara, because it couldn't happen. It was impossible. So the Gemara asks, and what's Elio doing over here saying a shvua that there's going to be no Tal? So the Gemara says there's two Tals. There's a Tal for Kiyam Olam, and then there's a Tal, the same Tal of the Livracha. Right? There's a bracha, there's a special Tal that gives the extra bracha. But it's very hard to differentiate between the two, to see the difference between the two. Elio said it's not going to happen. There's going to be no Tal of a bracha, and there's going to be no rain at all. So now how come when Hashem... And that happened. There was no Tal the bracha. There was Tal for Kiyam Olam, and there was no Tal this bracha Tal. So why didn't Hashem, when he told Elio, go to Achav, say, go tell him I'm going to bring Tal and Matar, the Tal didn't happen. That's what I said. It was a very hard thing to differentiate. And the Rabbi Shimon was afraid that Achaz is going to start making fun of the whole thing here and say, there was Tal the whole time. We saw Tal. Start giving Shikluch Torah. No, that was Tal Akiyam, that was Tal Abracha, it's Tudinim, it's Shoma Gemara and Tainis. Achaz is going to say, it's wonderful. But Lamai said, it's not true. There was Tal and you're full of baloney. So that Achaz shouldn't make these problems. The Tal did not happen, but when Hashem told him that we're restarting up the system, Hashem told him, go tell him that it's going to rain again. Yeah?
So why do we dive in and
say Tal about that? Livracha. As I just said. Livracha, right?
Oh,
it's perfect. It's actually perfect the way we dive in. What? The Tal will always exist.
We're saying we always have Tal, just not.
Yeah, there's always Tal, but we want the Tal Livracha. There is, this is a machlokes, really. That's the Gemara in Talmud Bavli. Talmud Yerushalmi, there is one opinion that says that no, the world could exist without Tal, and Elios, you have to know how to figure out the psukim over here, but at least the idea does exist that it's possible not to have Tal with the machlokes. Okay, that is that. So now, so he made the shvuah. Vayidbar Hashem Elov Lamar. Now Hashem speaks to Elio. Leich nizeh. You have to leave. Ufaniso lecha kedma. You have to turn towards the east. Vinistarta v'nachal kris. And you should hide yourself in nachal kris. Asher al pnei hayardein. That is al pnei hayardein, right next to the yardein. V'haya me'anachal tishte. You'll drink from the nachal. And Hashem said, I commanded the ravens to give you food. Now, Leich Mizeh, why did he have to leave and hide? So Rashi says, Achav and Izevel are not going to be very happy with this drought that's happening. So you have to go hide. Now the Ralbag says, this is Eidus. That when Hashem does things in the world, if he's able to do them mederech hateva, he will. Meaning, why does Elio need to go run away? Hashem has no way of him staying there and being protected. That Akam's not going to do anything. He can't do anything. Try to kill him, I don't know, his neck will turn to marble. He gives a face, Hashem has a problem of doing this. The answer is, says the Rabbag, V'lo yitzchadish dover k'neged ha-teva im loy beis ha-tzairach. Hashem will not be mitzchadishing k'neged ha-teva unless he needs to. So therefore he said, you have an eitzah, go hide. You go hide, and that'll be minimizing whatever has to be done, and therefore there won't be, I don't have to do an eitzah. The Malvim says the reason, another reason why Elio had to go away from here, he says, because when Elio withheld the shefa of rain that's going to come, so says the Malvim, if Elio would still be there, Elio is always getting a constant shefa from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And the hashgacha that's coming to Elio would have automatically spilled over into the world that needs rain. The only way to make sure that it really didn't rain, with Elio stopping the pipeline, so to speak, of rain coming down from Shemayim, that could happen. What about Elio himself? The bracha that he has, the hashgacha he has, the lashon of the Malbim is, Shehu, Aden Dabuk Belikim, Uvirchas Hashem, Teirid Alav. He has the bracha of Hashem, it's an automatic thing. It will automatically spill over to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he had to go very far away in order that he shouldn't have, that his own Shefa will defeat, so to speak, himself, will defeat his purpose of that Siris HaGeshem. Now the Alshul says a very interesting thing here. And And he says that each of these three, the Rebbeinu Shem said three things. He said, go Kedma, Nachal Kriz, Ashafne Ayardin, and Vesa Arvid. So he says each one of these things represents something. Hashem wanted to teach Eliyahu a lesson that it's true he had to do what he did. It was necessary. But he always has to remember that there's a certain type of rachmanis you have to have even when you're doing something azarias that's necessary. And it doesn't seem from the halachah that Eliyahu really did anything wrong, but Hashem just wanted to point this out. So he showed him three examples of ravens. Things that happened that there was still a rachmanis even though it wasn't necessarily deserving. So Kedma, he says, represents Avram Avinu. Miherem Mizrach is Avram Avinu, came from the east. Avram Avinu was a machnas Eirach, and it makes no difference if they're Avdei Avodah Zarah, it makes no difference who they were, he was still Gaimel Chesed to them. And even though his entire being was to be against Avodah Zarah, these weren't people who subscribed to him, so what do I have to do with them? No. He was Gaimel Chesed even though they were Avdei Avodah Zarah. So that's Kedma. Nachal Kriyas Asher Apnei HaYarden, he says, represents Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yarden split, Nachal Kriyas, the Kriyas is a lotion of splitting. This wasn't the Yamsuf itself, but represented Kriyas Yamsuf, because Rabbeinu Shalom split the Yamsuf even though what went along and through Kriyas Yamsuf? Pesel Micha. So you'd say, Avodah Zarah and the Rabbeinu Shalom, they're not right to have a Kriyas Yamsuf, but the Rabbeinu Shalom still split the Yamsuf, even though there was a reason why he maybe shouldn't have. And the third thing was the Oirev, because the Oirev in the times of Noach was the Oirev was Meshamish, right? Was there one of Meshamish on the Teva? No? Anyone helping me out here? The Oirev was Meshamish on the Teva, right?
Yes.
So therefore, or before, I don't remember which way he says it. The Oirev was Wasn't the Oirev Meshamish with Chom's wife? Wasn't the Oirev... Who was Meshamish with Chom's wife?
We never learned this.
Never learned this? Chom's wife was Mubaris. That's why Chom was Meshamish. I forget how it went. The Oirev wasn't behaving properly in the times of the Teva. Wasn't doing what was supposed to. And therefore, could be, maybe now I should have said, finished. You don't belong here, and I'm not going to be Mepharnes you. And still he was Mepharnes him. So that's the symbol of the Oirev. These three symbols...
The Oirev is spirit at Noah.
Right.
That's a different thing.
So he's not going to wait to chat.
That's a different thing. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. So therefore... therefore, says the Alshech HaKadosh, that these three things, Eliyahu was being, Hashem was being meramis to him, that you're doing something that's achzariyasik, that needs to be done. But just to put it into perspective, you have to remember how everything has to weigh itself out. There has to be a semblance of rachmanis too. Well, why is different? Well, when you're told not to, you're told not to, I'm saying. But here he wasn't told to go do anything. He was just putting everything into perspective. Even when you do things, you have to remember, it has to be done with the cheshbon. Right? He didn't tell me he did anything wrong by doing it. Right? Okay, now... So he drank from the nachal. So what did the arvim do? The arvim used to bring in pas and basar every day. These ravens used to fly in and bring bread and meat to Leo every single day to feed him. Where exactly did they get this bread and this meat? I'm sorry, they even brought them, the Radak says they brought it twice a day. They brought it twice a day, lechem u'basar. Now, where did they bring it from? So, He says, "Ein lisho me ayin hayu mevi'in loy." Because the Radak says, you didn't ask where it came from, because there were still tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael. There were harbei ksherim from Yisrael. 7,000 people, Asher Laikaru Labal, it says, that they didn't bow down to the Baal. There were people, so it came from a kasher, a place, it came with a heksher on it. Chazal say, Amach Laikis, some say the Arvin brought it from the Shulchan of Achav, and some say from the Shulchan of Yehoshaphat. Now, from Yehoshaphat, we understand that that's kosher, obviously. From Achav, we did. Right. That's okay. You get back to the same Gemara over there. That same Gemara that's trying to give a proof that you're allowed to shechita vayavadara. The Gemara says, "I have another proof you can eat from the shechita vayavadara." Because how did Elio eat from these arvim that came from Achav's table? So must be because you'll have to eat from the shechita of Avid Avay Dezar. The Gemara says it's not a proof. Al pi hadibur shami. If Hashem, you have to know the machlokes shem I learn over there, but basically if Hashem is bringing it to him, Hashem is telling him. Rashi seems to say Hashem told him specifically. Others say it's a fact. If Hashem is making this mace, Hashem is saying you can eat it. It's not a proof to any other case. Hashem is saying that you're allowed to eat it. So you can't bring a proof to normally.
So we're not mentioning the part that Obi was there for.
What?
So we're not even mentioning now that Obi was there for that conversation.
We're saying this is not a proof from this story.
So like, you should, right?
You can write whatever you want.
No, I'm saying we're not even mentioning that. They bring it. I want
to bring it. Tries to bring it as a proof.
Not
everyone agrees with it, no. Lara trying to bring a proof. The first place they tried to bring was from Yehoshaphat, right? And the second place the Gemara trying to bring a proof is from here, from this case of Achav. The Gemara says, no, it's different. Al pi hadibur shani. Some say al pi hadibur shani means that Hashem was telling him it's not from Achav, it's from Yehoshaphat. Meaning, meat flies in from Shemayim, right? Where does it come from? So if Hashem is telling me to eat it, he's telling me that it's kosher. Not that Hashem is telling me I'm allowed to eat from this Avid Avay Dezara. Al-Pi Adibur means Hashem is telling him it didn't come from Achav. Hashem is telling him it came from Yehoshaphat. What?
What does that phrase mean?
Al-Pi Adibur?
Shani.
Shani means it's different. With an aleph. It's an Aramaic word. Now it's interesting to note here, I think the Ben Yehoyada, who was the Ben Ishchai, he says, assuming it came from Achav, he says, this is all part of Hashkachas Hashem. Achav is trying to kill Elio. That's why he's running away. Who feeds Elio? Achav. Who brought up Moshe Rabbeinu?
Paroi.
Right? He's bringing up the one that he was trying to kill and to eventually give him all the makas. That's all part of Niflois Hashem, that when he does things, the one who's trying, as a person so powerless, the one who's trying to go against whatever ends up being the one who's actually being mefarnes. So Hashem's Hashkocha here, he says, just like, he says, Lashon, mafli lasais. He says, just like by Paro, the one who brings up Moshe Rabbeinu, Achav, trying to kill him, is eventually the one, or is the whole time really through, is the food is coming from his table to be mefarnes Elio. It ends up being, some Mefarshim say, a little bit of a schus, really, that he ends up being Mefarnes Elio. You have to figure out exactly why Achav was zoichet to such a schus. We said Achav had some schusim, used to give money to some of the chachamim. We said that's why he was chati chati. Could be this is why he had the schus. Even though he was trying to kill him, he got the schus of actually keeping Elio alive. That's the Arvin. So the pasuk says, "Vayelach vayask idvar Hashem, vayelach vayeshem nafach kris asher apnei yarden." Here the pasuk says, "Varvin mevi'in lelechem ubaser ba'baikir." That's why today, lelechem ubaser ba'arav. I mean, a nachal yichten, he drank from the nachal. Vayimi keitziyamin, vayivash a nachal. A spring only has water if there's rain. If there's no rain, it dried up after a year. Vayimi keitziyamin after a year. Kilayah yegeshem baretz. So therefore, now Hashem's going to tell him to go somewhere else, and that's how the story that we really came here for is going to begin, and we'll continue, I guess, tomorrow. Yeah.